People who have a rare genetic disorder called Williams syndrome are known for their outgoing personalities and a profound love of music. Scientists are still trying to figure out where this musical affinity comes from and what it could mean for overcoming challenges. It's why researchers set up a summer camp for people with Williams syndrome in Nashville. They're immersed in country music for a week. Emily Sliner of member station WPLN has the story.
The Grand Ole Opry is country music's holy land. It's home to the weekly radio show that put country on the national map in 1925. And it's where this summer, 30 people with Williams syndrome eagerly arrived backstage.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We're so excited to have you all here this evening.
Clancy Hopper is their tour guide. Hopper also has Williams syndrome and attended the camp for 8 years before applying for a job at the Opry. And it's clear where she got it. She's a master at pumping up the crowd, especially this crowd. Hopper starts by showing them the numbered mailboxes where fans can send letters to Opry members.
Oh, we got 192. That is Miss Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
We got 176 is Blake Shelton.
Wow.
This isn't the only summer camp for people with Williams syndrome, but it is unique in its distinctive country flair. The camp is organized by the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center in Nashville, which studies developmental disabilities. Several years ago, the Academy of Country Music started funding the program. So campers spend the week meeting musicians and visiting recording studios. This year, they even wrote a song with one of country's hottest stars, Dierks Bentley. The grand finale is performing that song this very night, live on the Grand Ole Opry. 23-year-old Sarah Myers, one of the campers, calls it a dream come true.
I listen to country music every day because when I listen to it, there's this smile that I can't take off of me.
People with Williams syndrome often express a deep affinity for all kinds of music. Even at a young age, their parents notice that certain songs tend to soothe them particularly well.
You certainly get stories about parents saying that the first time their child started really vocalizing and using words was around songs, so sort of singing along or filling in the words.
Miriam Lenz is a researcher at Vanderbilt University who studies music and the brain. She says there's also the opposite effect. When people with a disability don't like a sound, it can be almost painful. The exact reasons for this musical sensitivity are still a mystery, but scientists have at least identified a neurological component. When people with Williams syndrome listen to music, Len says it stimulates the visual area of the brain.
Which suggests that for at least some people with Williams syndrome, you know, one of the reasons music might be so powerful is because it is this incredibly multisensory, very rich experience.
This particular finding actually came out of a study conducted at the summer camp, because in addition to touring country music's hotspots, campers also participate in cutting-edge Williams syndrome research. The camp is also looking into non-musical ways of helping people with a disability. They now routinely teach mindfulness classes to help campers cope with anxiety, another common characteristic. 32-year-old Jared Glenn, a camper from Detroit, has noticed a change for himself.
I used to be like really hyper and like wild, but now I think I'm more calm and like chill. Really chill.
And backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, the campers are trying to channel this calm that they've learned as they wait to perform their song. Some are breathing deeply to steady their nerves. And then
they are going to make their way to the stage and join Chris Young.
One, two, three. The song the campers wrote is called I Love Big. It's about themselves and their enthusiasm for the world. In the last chorus, one camper in the back goes a bit rogue. He breaks formation to wave his arms overhead in time with the music. But the audience loves it and follows his lead. You don't need a formal research study to figure this one out. Getting a standing ovation from thousands of people at the Grand Ole Opry clearly feels really, really good. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.